You're listening to The Takeaway from WNYC and PRI Public Radio International in collaboration with The New York Times and WGBH Boston Public Radio.
As the 2014 campaign approaches,
fixing a broken immigration system isn't just the right thing to do, it's also the right thing to do for safety and security in communities all across America.
Broken system, broken record, you might say. The mantra of comprehensive immigration reform will be heard in races all over the country. Creating a path to citizenship, guaranteeing border security, avoiding politically sensitive amnesty for undocumented workers. But historian Aviva Chomsky says we have obstructed any path to immigration reform with the idea that workers can be criminals simply by being here in the U.S. Her new book, Undocumented: How Immigration Became Illegal, reminds us that the term illegal immigrants is something invented by politicians just a few decades ago.
In a way, the status of illegality was created to classify Mexicans without doing it explicitly by race or nationality. That is, for many, many generations, U.S. employers discriminated against Mexicans openly simply on the basis of their racial slash national status as Mexicans. And it was really in the 1960s that sort of discrimination became delegitimized and that the status of illegality was literally created to replace that and to allow the continued exploitation of labor, but just by using a different terminology to say that, well, it's okay to exploit people because they are, quote, illegal, instead of, as previously, it's okay to exploit them because they're Mexicans.
So your argument is that illegality has become a racial epithet, essentially, since the 1960s.
Yes, exactly. Although it was initially designed to classify Mexican labor, but it's expanded in all kinds of unexpected ways since then, ways that Congress never imagined when they created it as a means of discriminating against Mexican workers, because a series of things happened to go along with enforcing this status, one of which was the militarization of the border, which meant that many people who had previously been migrating in a circular pattern, the back and forth seasonally, now found it too difficult to cross the border. So instead of not crossing at all, since the demand for their labor was still there and their need to work was still there, started to stay for longer periods of time and more permanently. So that instead of simply illegalizing a group of workers, we've now illegalized whole populations of families, children, and not only Mexicans, but also increasingly since the 1980s, Central Americans as well, which again, when the law was written, it wasn't really designed for Central American refugees, and yet there it was.
What would the designation have been for an immigrant who was here not on a visa or not because they were invited or having filled out some forms? What would that have been called, you know, before the 1960s or in the early part of the 20th century?
So in the early part of the 20th century, there were no visas required for anybody. The regulation of immigration happened not prior to immigration, but at the border. And it was a very minimalist regulation in which certain groups of people were prohibited from entering the country, the Chinese and increasingly all Asians. But if you were coming from Europe, which is really the only group of people who were considered to be immigrants, there were some very specific categories that started to be added at the end of the 19th century and beginning of the 20th century that made you ineligible to enter the country once you had come here, certain diseases. But the immigration laws were written to apply to Europeans. The restrictions on immigration were written to apply to Asians. And none of these laws applied to Mexicans because they weren't considered immigrants at all. They were considered workers, and they were eagerly welcomed as cheap workers who could be discriminated against because of their racial slash national status as Mexicans. So the Mexicans who crossed the border were simply considered Mexicans. After 1942, many of them were considered braceros because there was a legal program set up to actually bring Mexicans in as guest workers under virtually serf-like conditions where they were tied to employers and had none of the rights that other workers have. And it was when the Bracero program was abolished in 1965 that this sort of de-racialization of the exploitation of Mexican labor happened with the creation of this category of illegality.
What would you say is the social and economic cost of this illegality designation, which seems so intuitive to American politicians, but yet has really messed up a system that, aside from the offensive qualities of restricting Asian workers, was functioning on some level in the earlier part of the 20th century?
the social costs are so vast, I don't even know where to begin. I mean, first there's the cost of just the prison system and the militarization of the border. But there's many other social costs. Having a large group of legally exploitable workers is bad for all workers. That is, increasing the rights of the workers at the bottom of the totem pole is going to better conditions for everybody who works. The inability of people to access decent employment, basic social services, also creates more costs for society. For example, people who are undocumented right now are not eligible for affordable health care. There's also the really anomalous situation of the children who are undocumented, where U.S. law doesn't really distinguish for children status. That is, children are all treated equally under the law, regardless of their status. So the society is educating them until they turn 16, when suddenly their status of illegality starts to kick in and they find that they can't get a driver's license, they can't get a job, they can't go to college. And so we're creating this sort of undercast of young people who will never be able to belong to the society, even though they may have lived here since their infancy.
Well, let's talk about what might be done about this. Congress, of course, is always talking about comprehensive immigration reform. But what do you think is more difficult, a legislative solution or more of a cultural shift to really remove this notion of illegality that seems to be complicating our understanding of who these people are?
I think both are really necessary. That is, I think without a cultural shift, we're not going to have a workable comprehensive immigration reform. And the idea of a reform being comprehensive, right there in the term, is the idea that it has to include punishment as well as reward, and that people have committed some sort of a crime and therefore they have to be punished. I think that idea has to be taken out of the concept of the legislation before we can have a legislation that is really going to realistically deal with the problem of differential status and discrimination.
Aviva Chomsky is the author of Undocumented: How Immigration Became Illegal. She's a professor of Latin American history at Salem State University. Thanks so much.
Thanks, John.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.